Blog Talk Radio.
Scattered, multiple distractions, unfocused. This is never the intention, but it is the statistical end result of many. As a startup or home-based entrepreneur builds their business, wearing multiple hats is the order of the day. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. We bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach of those who are faithful with what God has put under their control. So today's topic is scattered, multiple distractions, controlling entrepreneur ADHD. I know this scenario very well. I have lived the scattered approach for a very long time, and then one day I bit the bullet and decided to hire help. It was the best decision ever. But sometimes doing less of a certain thing can actually give you more time to do better things. If you jump over to trudybehrman.com to my blog, you will see a post that I did on exactly that. But, you know, overwhelm is nothing new. Overwhelm for the leader is nothing new. Exodus 18:21-23 said, "But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens, having them serve as judges for all the people at all times, but have them bring difficult cases to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter, but they will share it with you. If you do this and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." Now that comes out of the context of when Moses was in the wilderness with the children of Israel, freshly released from Egypt, and he was bearing the entire weight of all the leadership. And his father-in-law made this fantastic suggestion to share the workload with others. And that really, guys, is the whole point of today's show. Now, I have done another show about entrepreneurial ADHD, but that was focusing on the shiny object syndrome. That's not what we're talking about here today. Today we're talking about the leader who wears many hats and why that might not be such a good idea. So like I said, I had bit the bullet, and I decided to hire help, and I found it was the best decision ever. But at first, I questioned the logic, the timing, and the fiscal responsibility of that decision. How much would I have to pay to get the kind of help I needed? Where was the money going to come from to pay her? Training her would take time. Would it actually be worth it? And if I invested in this employee, would she quit later? Would she work as I needed her to? And what would I delegate away anyways, and what would I continue to do myself? These were all legitimate questions, and they happened to just answer themselves as I dived in. Guys, scattered attention means unfocused energy. I created this T-shirt that I titled, "I'm the Boss and the Receptionist and the Janitor," because honestly, guys, sometimes a lack of capital or in order to save money, many entrepreneurs and leaders carry the entire workload from answering the phones to janitorial services in their workspace. And at the end of the day, this scattered attention means very little productive time. It's takeaway from the more important money-making or fun parts of the operation. Now, honestly, it is scary to consider hiring help, but it is also growth-limiting to decide not to. So as I said, I bit the bullet and I hired this college freshman. And as I anticipated, she was computer savvy. She was basically a clean slate. She was teachable and eager to learn and earn. She was actually a great sidekick and great help. Her presence added a level of professionalism to my operation than me answering the phone myself. And most importantly, her being here freed me up to secure more money-making opportunities for my business as it grew. Well, it turns out that I trained her so well that over time, she moved on to start her own copycat operation. Well, she ended up being unsuccessful in that and moved on to other things. But overall, it was an eye-opening experience for me. You see, moving from working for corporate America and then moving to working for yourself, it's a huge paradigm shift. And the whole process of growth and getting to the point where you're hiring your own employees, it truly is a monumental experience for a lot of us. So that was an eye-opening exercise for me. And when she moved on, it left me in an ambivalent mindset. Do I go ahead and hire again and teach yet another person to be my direct competitor? Or do I go back to being a lone operator and shrink considering all the growth I did have with her help? Well, let me introduce you to Fiverr, Upwork, which was formerly known as Odesk, and freelancers, just to name a few. Now, I must admit, I am still looking for that excellent replacement for this kind of in-house help that I had. But in the meantime, I truly have found great assistance and quality work outside through various outsourcing opportunities. And I'm going to encourage those of you listening in to consider these and other options that are truly available in growing availability as never before. Entrepreneurial ADHD, or that whole distraction and switching gears every minute, is truly a problem for those of us. And some of you have shiny object syndrome. Like I said, today's show is not about that. I did do a show on that earlier. Simply scroll through the show archives and look for the show on the shiny object ADHD show. That's not what we're talking about today. Today, the focus is on the form of entrepreneurial ADHD coming from having all those hats we wear and having that unfocused attention to the things that bring in the money or for any of the other important reasons that we got into this business or opportunity in the first place. Because, guys, the thing is, those other things still need to get done. Someone does need to answer the phone, tidy the space, file the papers, follow up on unpaid invoices, contact vendors, handle the marketing, look for new customers, and even deliver the offers that got paid for. Trying to do all this by yourself is truly a recipe for frustration and slow growth. My best example for this is a restaurant. You know, in fact, the IRS and the Small Business Association shows that food service is the fastest growing small business operation. It's also one of the fastest ones to close. It's impossible for you to be the greeter, the cashier, the chef, the waiter, the dishwasher. It's just impossible. At some point, you really do need to hire the help. So today there are so many other small businesses out there that do welcome freelance or contract work more than ever before. We should be supporting each other and looking for ways to network and link arms and help and support each other. Today we truly can reroute or inbound calls to call centers. Those call centers can feel, and it's not really that expensive, and it's cheaper than probably even hiring a full-time receptionist. So you can reroute your inbound calls to call centers. They can field the calls, offer easy answers, take messages, and give your operation the appearance of being larger than a one-person show. We can also hire out things like SEO or search engine optimization. One of the things I definitely hire out because, guys, I really don't like that portion of the job, yet it needs to be done. Doing all the work of writing the blog posts, making the videos, creating the websites is all fine and well, but if nobody's seeing it, it requires the behind-the-scenes search engine optimization, and that is not fun for me. But I do have someone that I use who likes that kind of thing, and he's affordable, and it makes my life so much easier. Hiring in the occasional janitorial help, farming out editing of your written work. Guys, one of the services I offer is publishing, and I am an excellent writer, and I promise you, editing is editing other people's work is one of the least fun parts of the operation. And it's difficult for me because I've done the ghostwriting thing, and I know how difficult it is for me to separate my personality from the writer's voice and not want to infiltrate my changes so that it matches more of my voice. And it's very difficult to do. So I wrote the editing work as well. So we can really have even online relationships with an accountant and so much more. We truly can dial down that entrepreneurial ADHD and get more focused simply by finding outsourcing options that take those tasks that we dislike, that we're not very good at, or that suck time away from the areas where we shine, where we enjoy, or where we absolutely, as the owner and leader, be present to. Growth is very, very good. And technology has given us the freedom to be more efficient by ourselves. And hang on a second, guys. I'm having some challenges here. Hang on. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, while technology is really, really great and has allowed us to do more, right now, I mean, there's so many news reports of, say, McDonald's, you know, changing out to more robots and computer screens and so forth to get rid of some of the employees. Yet, technology just does allow us to be more efficient with fewer people. But hiring help is still one of the main reasons that small businesses and startups are so welcomed by the economy and by the government. Small businesses and startups are the driving force of the economy, because as our businesses grow, we will create jobs. We will help other families because of the income that we generate to supply their survival needs. Guys, we need to be profitable, not just as a way to keep the business doors open, but for those, you know, over here at Profitable Stewardship, it is my message. Profit should be considered a mandate, a duty, a responsibility. I come right back again to Matthew 25, where, you know, the master spoke to the one who buried the talents and said, "You wicked, lazy servant, you should have at least put the money in the bank where it would generate interest." At least. Guys, everything that God has put under our hands and put under our control, He expects and anticipates that we will bring it to a profitable outcome. It's not an option, as far as I'm concerned, for the Christian. It is a mandate. But when we're profitable, we can't just think about, oh, we're good, we're comfortable, we've got our stuff covered. What about those that we're called to help? What about those that are in need? What about those that we should be generously and joyfully giving to? We need to generate profit beyond our needs. We need to be very profitable, okay? We need to be profitable stewards of what God has put under our control and create debt-free wealth, okay? That's what we need to be doing. So when we think of our own needs, that's not enough. We need to find ways to be extremely profitable so that we can contribute to others and fuel our own excitement for life and bring that much more value to the world. So I hope this has been of value to you. I mean, this is still a work in progress for me. I'm always looking for those outsourcing opportunities and for that, you know, perfect helpmate that will help me move along to that next level. So that growth is important, guys. Trudy Behrman here. I am super simple to find at trudybehrman.com. It was my pleasure to add value to you today, and I do look forward to connecting with you.